Previously on The Princess of South Beach. The police interrogated the Calderon family following the disappearance of Nacho, who of course didn't disappear. He was accidentally murdered by Maria del Carmen. Everyone acted very suspicious because they all have secrets they're hiding. Luisa and Raul are hiding that they recently had an affair, Esteban is hiding that he and Nacho were having an affair, and Maria del Carmen and Estrella are hiding that they had an affair. Just kidding. They killed Nacho. Also, Maria showed Raul the video that she and Estrella were using to blackmail Esteban. You know, the sexy one. And if things weren't tense enough, today is election day.
Today's the day of the much-anticipated mayoral election. The ballot boxes are packed, and we will soon know who will be Miami's next mayor. In the latest polls, billionaire Esteban Calderon was within 2 points of his opponent, liberal candidate Alicia Mendez. I am outside La Casa Rosa, where supporters of Alicia Mendez have gathered to protest against Calderon, who has been involved in several scandals, including the disappearance of his campaign.
Luisa, turn that off. I'm nervous enough without having to hear that trash.
Good morning to you too, Esteban.
How did it go last night with Gomez?
You obviously don't have to worry about him. He couldn't be a bigger fan of yours if you paid him. Oh, wait. I forgot. You do pay him.
You're lucky you didn't have to face Officer Huzazaban. It was like being interrogated by a shark.
What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know. She was unrelenting.
Well, do you have anything to hide?
What are you implying?
Tell me the truth.
What? What is it?
Did you have anything to do with Nacho's disappearance?
How could you ask me that? No, of course not.
But
who are you to question me? You're not exactly the moral compass of this family.
Esteban, let it go. That was 22 years ago, and I've been paying for it every day since. Now stop deflecting. Do you know anything about what happened to Nacho?
I said no. My God, I don't even know why I come home anymore.
I don't either. It's clear you don't love me, and maybe you never did. It took me 22 years, but I finally see you for who you truly are.
Por Dios, as if I didn't have enough on my plate already. You want to talk about your feelings now?
Yes.
Isn't that why I pay that doctor of yours?
I pay for Dr. Goldberg. Everything in this house was paid for by me and with my money. You know, the only thing you wanted from me from day one. So I'll ask you just one more time. Did you kill Nacho?
Luisa, we might not love each other, but after all we've been through, I would hope you know me well enough to know that I would never hurt Nacho.
I hope that's true, Esteban, because I can't live with another lie.
Don't worry. In a couple of hours, we'll find out if all the lies were worth it.
There are like hundreds of protesters out there. I never thought that so many people would care about Gabby.
I'm happy for you, Estrella.
Well, you don't look happy.
I need to tell you something.
What is it?
Last night, after the police came by, Raul talked to me and he was saying he thought someone in La Casa Rosa was responsible for Nacho's disappearance. And he said he'd do whatever it took to find out who did it and...
What the? Wait. Something's happening.
That's actually what I need to talk to you about.
Campaign manager, Nacho Santana. Breaking news. We have just received a video of the mayoral candidate, Esteban Calderon, in bed with his campaign manager, Nacho Santana. The same Nacho Santana that disappeared 3 days ago. The video comes to us courtesy of Teen Vogue reporter Andres Reyes. This has many people wondering the potential motive behind Nacho Santana's disappearance.
Maria del Carmen, tell me right now you didn't leak the video.
Estrella, I can explain. I showed it to Raul and he wanted to go public with it, so I helped him and—
Tell me it wasn't you. That Esteban's computer was hacked and that someone else did this.
Wait, just listen to me. Now, Raul's convinced that Esteban is responsible for what happened to Nacho. So the police, the public, everyone will think that Esteban is to blame and we're in the clear.
Cállate, how could you do this? This was never a part of the plan. I hate Esteban, I do, but I still would never have done this. We have to have him pay for what he did, not for being a closeted gay man, for Christ's sake.
Wasn't the whole point of this to take down Esteban and Luisa?
No. The point was to find Gabby and hold the Calderons accountable for the terrible things they've actually done. Not to frame them for something we did. Using this.
Well,
I'm sorry, but I had to get the heat off of us. You know, we just freaking killed someone, and this was the only thing we had.
Do you not get it? I am gay. And you know why Gabby disappeared? Because she was gay. And now you're weaponizing Esteban being gay just to cover your own ass? This guy has done some awful things, really, really awful, and this is what you decide to expose to the world?
Estrella, I didn't think about it like that.
You haven't thought about anyone but yourself since the moment I met you. All this time, you've been saying that you would be a better version of Gloria. But you're just as selfish as she was. Actually, no, you're worse. At least she was honest about being a bad person.
Estrella, I'm sorry. I never meant to—
Save it. Okay, just leave. Ugh, what am I saying? This is your house. No, Gloria, you're the boss. Okay, so I'll be leaving. I don't think I didn't notice it was your little boy tour reporter Andres who released the video. You were angry at him until you needed something, right? Now who's using people?
Youch! A slap to the face would have hurt less. And what's up with that comment about me being a bad person? I take that personally. Just kidding. I was a bad person. Like, really. Now, let's check back on Esteban and Luisa after the earth-shattering breaking news.
Hey, tea lovers. It's me, Tatiana. Obviously. Did you catch Tea with Tatiana this week? No? Well, you missed some juicy updates on our favorite family, the Calderones. I hope that all of you in my audience who now drive a Lincoln Aviator GT are enjoying the best version of yourselves inside this luxurious and elegant SUV. I feel like I've been looking for this forever. I love it so much. Words really don't do it any justice. But anyway. All right, that's it for now. But be sure to tune in next time for more scandalous rumors about the Calderones on the next Tea with Tatiana.
Esteban Calderón in bed with his campaign manager, Nacho Santoro.
No, this can't be happening.
Dios mío!
Karen, why aren't you picking up your phone? I need to talk to you.
Unbelievable!
Now?
All these years, I thought that I was the problem. Esteban, is this why you haven't touched me in so long? You're gay?
Luisa, I can't talk about this now. My whole life is falling apart.
Answer me! I matter! I'm a real person!
Ah, perfecto! Let's throw a hysterical woman in the mix.
Ya basta, Esteban! For over 20 years, you made me think I was unlovable. But you just never loved me.
Luisa, we were just kids. And when you asked me out, I had never been with a woman like you. You were so glamorous and powerful. Everyone knew who you were, and you showed me a new world I didn't even know I wanted. I don't know why. You asked me to marry you, and I...
But you never loved me.
No, I have never loved you. At least not like that.
Why? Why didn't you tell me? Why lie for so long? Esteban, I did love you. I still do. And maybe if you had just been honest with me, we could have saved this somehow.
Look.
Andres Reyes. Así es. The race has been called, and Esteban Calderón is officially the mayor-elect of Miami.
Oh my God! I can't believe it!
I won?
There has to be a mistake.
Oh, thank God for the state of Florida! I won!
We're coming at you live from La Casa Rosa, which is now house of Miami Mayor Esteban Calderón. And here come the patrol cars, either to escort him to the stage where he'll be giving his victory speech, or to arrest him. We really aren't sure yet.
Yo, Ramirez, you got the keys?
Yes. Yes.
Come on, let's go.
Got him right here.
Esteban, this conversation is not over!
Buenas noches, officers. Señor Gómez. Guzmán. Can I help you?
Esteban Calderón, you're being arrested for the murder of Nacho Santana. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say and will be used against you in a court of law. No. You have the right to an attorney.
Wait, what? No, this can't be. You don't understand.
Hey, stop moving.
Mayor,
oh, God, this guy.
You can't do this to me. No.
Just because you're the mayor doesn't mean there isn't justice.
After everything Esteban has done, there is a sweet irony in him being arrested for a crime he didn't commit. But I don't think it's gonna be this easy to get rid of Esteban. Or should I say, Mr. Mayor.
If you're enjoying Princess of South Beach, please subscribe, rate, and review our show wherever you're listening. The Princess of South Beach is a production of iHeart's My Cultura podcast network and Sonoro. Created and directed by Jasmine Romero. Written by Jasmine Romero and Joanna Hausman. With help from Daniela Serkis, Monisa Hinrichs, and Christian Hatar. Produced by Luis Eduardo Castillo. Executive produced by Connell Byrne and Giselle Bantis for iHeart. By Joanna Hausman. And by Jasmine Romero and Joshua Weinstein for Sonoro. Performances in this episode by Rachel Zegler, Gina Torres, Raul Esparza, X Mayo, and Joanna Hausman. Our production manager is Querenza Chaires. Recording and engineering by Emiliano Quintanar. With sound design by Edwin Irigoyen, Cassandra Tinajero, Andres Baena, Diego Medina, and Andres Coronado. Assistant sound design by Eric Centeno. Casting and coordination by Andres Chaires. Foley by Samantha Gonzalez Fong. Our theme song and original music by Rodrigo Garcia Robles and Charlie Hernandez.